Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tommy Arishuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, April 13th, 2 days before tax day and the week ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Gemini, the mutable air sign of the twins. It's a day for being quick-witted, funny, and even flirtatious. The moon in Gemini likes to play games with words and always comes up with a good name for a pet or a project. It's also, believe it or not, one of the most romantic placements for the moon. That's because Gemini likes to be in a couple. Now, a Gemini moon is ruled by Mercury. That's why it's kind of a mental emotional sign. In other words, it can analyze or think about its emotions for the entire day. Now, Mercury, its ruling planet, is in the dreamy, mutable water sign of the fishes, otherwise known as Pisces. That makes it a perfect day for meditation, imagination, creative work, or just plain daydreaming. The problem with a placement like this is that sometimes you can be a victim of monkey mind. That means that you jump from one idea to another. So if possible, try to bear down and concentrate on something. Now, romance could get a real boost because Venus is also in Pisces. And Pisces is its sign of exaltation. Venus in Pisces loves love. New romances could blossom and ongoing ones could find new sparks. And of course, online dating apps could be very busy. Now, beware of confusion with Mercury continuing its retrograde motion also in Pisces. And when Mercury is in Pisces, it can be hard to draw a straight line, count the change, or pass a state vehicle inspection the first time. Pisces tends to confuse the rational functioning of Mercury, but it's great for imagination and daydreaming. It's just nature's way of saying, be sure to count the change, back up your computer, and make sure you have enough patience to deal with any frustrating situations. Speaking of frustrations, that should begin to ease now that impulsive and get-it-done Mars is moving on from ever-slow-footed Saturn. Yeah, that was the Mars and Saturn conjunction last week. Oh my gosh, a lot of people had problems in traffic, roads being torn up, and just not getting to where they wanted to go fast enough. Mars and Saturn is about deadlock. There's no compromise, and it's hard to move forward. But the flow will return this week. Sometimes you just have to sit in traffic and wait it out. Now, the Sun is about to move from Pisces to Aries. That's like hitting the gas pedal and going from 0 to 60. Right now, the Sun is in the karmic knot. That's the spot between water, Pisces, and fire, Aries. That can add to a sense of uncertainty for the day. Perhaps you feel like, well, something like, why am I doing this? But once the Sun gets traction in Aries by midweek, all of that will be in the rearview mirror and you'll be flying. Now, many astrologers are coming the upcoming conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus, the Great Awakening. Jupiter is the planet of the guru, and Uranus is the planet of enlightenment. Now, just what you may be awakening to depends on where Aries is in your birth chart. But suffice it to say that if you find yourself coming into a cataclysmic insight that changes your life and puts it on a new course, well, you're feeling the vibration of that cosmic vibration of Uranus and Jupiter. There's lots of energy from Wednesday through the rest of the week. Kind of a slow start, but boy, once the moon gets going past Gemini, it will head towards Libra, where it will be full. And when the full moon is in Libra, that's one of the most powerful axes because it's a cardinal sign of Aries and a cardinal sign of Libra that will raise tides and emotions to a seasonal high. But I'll have more on that next week. Have a good week and be sure to tune in next time for the Cosmic Curator right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person that rules their stars, and the not-so-wise person that gets beaten up by them. That's it for now. Over and out.